In 2018, it seems like there's always something going on, and there are constantly new causes to fight for. Julianne Shepherd is no stranger to fighting for something. She's a junior studying English creative writing and women, gender, and sexuality studies, and treasurer of Intersectional Feminist Alliance, more commonly known on campus as IFA. Julianne refers to herself as a student activist and is involved in several campus trainings and activities.
The on-campus actions we take are stuff that URGE gives us to do, like the abortion positive tour that they do every other semester, just advocating for reproductive justice on college campuses, and that's kind of what we've got going on right now, and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years.
But being heavily involved with activism can often lead to what is called activist burnout. Alexis Alonges is a senior studying event management and nonprofit management, and is the outreach coordinator for the LGBT Center. She defines activist burnout as,
you're just tired, you're run down, you're, you know, unmotivated to kind of keep going and fighting for what you believe in.
Activist burnout is not new. UC Berkeley psychology professor Christina Milosh defines burnout as a syndrome of emotional exhaustion. According to GoodTherapy.org, activist burnout can make a person feel exhausted, angry, guilty, and hopeless. And Julianne is all too familiar with all of these feelings.
I was just exhausted, not just because like my efforts had kind of been for close to nothing, but I think part of activist burnout for me was like, even if I had gotten like the reward that I wanted from it, like accomplishing the goal I'd been working towards, I would still have that. And it was just, I just really wanted to lay in bed for like 3 days or 3 months and not do anything at all.
Julianne has been involved with activism since she was in high school and has frequently experienced activist burnout. She remembers her burnout got particularly bad after the 2016 election of President Trump.
I think even before he was elected, people were having activist burnout, because when I graduated from high school, the wave of activism I rode in on into college was Bernie getting into the primaries, and with this big uptick of young voters coming out and being registered and getting involved, and we were so focused on that. And then November came, and by the time it rolled around, we were dead tired. And then it got worse.
But it's still possible to fend off many of the symptoms of activist burnout. One way to potentially avoid burnout, or to treat it once it starts, is self-care. Alexa defines self-care as,
well, self-care in general is making sure that you are mentally, physically, emotionally ready to take on the day, the week, the month.
Alexa is a facilitator of Self-Care with Pride, an event put on by the LGBT Center every other Tuesday.
We have different activities that we do, different guest speakers that come and talk about everything from self-care in activist burnout or compassion fatigue to an herbalist we have coming actually this week to talk about some things. We also do crafts. We did affirmation jars. When you need a little pick-me-up, you can reach in your jar and kind of get a little confidence from that jar.
Julianne also practices self-care, but her particular strategy for taking care of herself involves many things, and not all of them are things that can be found at Self-Care with Pride.
I do a lot of, like, well, I don't know how to describe this, like, Pinterest self-care, like face masks and self-affirmations, and all that stuff is nice, but, like, nitty-gritty self-care for me is, like I said, getting up, taking a shower, actually doing stuff that I need to do. Sometimes self-care doesn't feel like self-care. It feels like self-discipline, at least in my specific case.
Julianne points out that while self-care, no matter what form it takes, is important for activists, it can be vital for everyone to practice.
The days that we live are so hectic and crazy all the time that we often forget to take care of ourselves, whether that's making sure we're eating, making sure we're sleeping enough, exercising, taking a shower.
Self-care may be practiced with the night in or with simply getting out of bed, but no matter what cause you fight for or how you practice self-care, there are always ways to avoid burning out completely. For The Outlet, this is Delaney Murray.